Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. We are simulcasting at 90.7 FM and 101.1 FM. And if you're listening to the new signal, 101.1 FM, and you have any trouble with the signal, or, in fact, if it's loud and clear in the outlying areas where you may be living or driving through, we would love to hear about it. Please write us an email at info at ksfr.org. Later on in the program, Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome by telephone from Albuquerque, Dr. Kathleen O'Malley. She's a member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation, and she will be in Santa Fe tomorrow speaking from 4 to 6 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You are with a group called the Fellowship of Reconciliation, and you recently went on a trip to Iran, which is quite unusual for Americans. What was the purpose of the trip?
Well, the purpose of the trip was to get to know people and build some human relationships. My belief, and I think of the group, is that the best antidote to the kind of demonization that's happening between our two countries is to meet people face to face and get an idea of who they are and what they want and show them who we are and discover our similarities, not just our differences.
Americans are not able to go as tourists to Iran, by and large. How did the trip get arranged with respect to the Iranian government?
It was actually arranged through this organization, the Fellowship of Reconciliation. They have been doing this work for the last 25-30 years, going into areas where there is potential conflict or conflict and trying to build connections. So the government allowed us to come under this organization, having had contact with them before, and they had actually sent a delegation prior to ours, several months prior to ours, so they knew who we were, and they had a sense of what our purpose was.
So where did you go, and what did you actually do when you were there?
Well, we began in Tehran, got a sense of that city, and we visited other places. One of the purposes of the trip was actually to have some glimpse, some taste of the culture and the history of Persia. You know, it's a country that's over 2,500 years old, and it's a country much more complex than what we are, the sound bites that we're getting in the media today. You know, it hasn't been a Muslim theocracy for most of its history, and it certainly is rich in a culture that is part of our cultural heritage as well. There are people very proud to have maintained their Persian culture. You know, they're not Arabic. They don't speak Arabic. They're not Arab, and they don't speak Arabic. They speak Farsi. And we thought it was important for us to get a glimpse of what the majority of this land sees itself as. So we started in Tehran. We went to Shiraz, an incredibly beautiful city, a city kind of devoted to poets. We visited the tomb of Hafiz. We also went to Isfahan, which is famous for its architectural splendors of mosques and palaces, and actually visited there multiple other churches, Jewish synagogues, the Zoroastrian temple, which is the primary religion before Islam. We also visited Christian Armenian churches. We went to Qom, which is the educational spiritual center similar to Najaf or Karbala in Iraq.
So you were visiting all these churches. What did you do there in your quest for actually meeting people and making human relationships?
Well, of course, those were only the locations to be in which to meet people. We went to the churches and we met the people who attended that church. We met the congregants of the church. We, of course, went to multiple other places, too. We certainly visited people that we met in stores and in museums and on the street, and we had meetings with people. In fact, one of the interesting meetings we had was with the vice president of the administration, and could ask him questions about how did they see the United States and what was their purpose in what was happening, the dialogue between the two countries.
What did they say?
Well, that was interesting. He was very humorous and delightful and really very receptive to us, spent several hours with us, did talk about how the people, and we heard this again and again from everyone, that the people of Iran understood that our administration was not representative of everyone in the United States, and that they hoped to meet more people in the U.S., and that they wished, in fact, that there was easier access coming and going. It is difficult, as you pointed out, to get visas to go there, but, of course, it's equally difficult for Iranians to come to the U.S. In fact, around the time that we were visiting there, the U.S. had denied visas to 9 women who were coming to a commission on women's study of the conference of the U.N., of course, the U.N. is not the U.S., but it is housed in New York, and the U.S. refused visas to those women to come to the U.N. conference. So it's equally antagonistic on both sides. He made reference to that and reference to how important it was that we spoke to each other and had some face-to-face contact and tried to have more truthful images. In fact, let me tell you another story. We met a professor. We visited with students and professors at the University of Tehran. And one of the professors there talked about how important it was that we get more truthful images of each other, that it's only through that could we have any dialogue that was effective for peace. He talked about the image of his 9-year-old son, who's been with his family watching the news and had turned to his father and said, "Daddy, is the U.S. going to kill us all?" So that's an image that 9-year-old child has and is, of course, spreading to his friends and his groups and, of course, the image of many of the people there have. We met people who talked a lot about that and their appreciation that they also were only getting limited news, as we were, and how important it was that we continue to have the kind of conversations with each other so that we could dispel some of the constricted views we have and try to get a sense of who we are. You know, one of my ideas is, even if we were totally militaristic, which of course our group was not, it only makes sense to me that we learn who the people, who our enemy is, and find out what they want and where they're going and what their needs are in order to design any plan either of peace or attack. And I think what we're getting in the media is so constricted that we are really constructing an enemy, as I assume they are getting as well through their media, which further alienates us and makes any kind of dialogue impossible.
In wars past, what would you call it, U.S. mainstream or corporate media have constructed this or that country as full of people who are antagonistic to United States interests and so on. It seems that in this particular conflict to be, or constructed conflict, that it's not about the people at all on either side. It's completely one government and set of leaders against another. Is that your perception, or is it different?
That's absolutely my perception, Michelle. In fact, it feels like two grade school bullies are, you know, drawing lines between each other, and it would be humorous if it wasn't so incredibly dangerous. If we do any kind of attack, I mean, not only would an incredibly beautiful historic culture be destroyed, but hundreds of thousands of people will be killed. That, of course, is inhumane, immoral, et cetera, and sets up a further precedent in this world for the kind of world we're creating right now. I want to even go back in history to the U.S. history with Iran. One of the reasons, of course, it's led to be a Muslim theocracy is what we did in 1903. I don't know that many people know in 1953 when there was a democracy, there was a very popular prime minister who was very attentive to the democracy and trying to attend to the and respond to the needs of the people, and had nationalized the oil companies there, which, of course, infuriated Britain and other countries who had great investments in the oil companies in Iran, and pleaded with the U.S., which then complied. And in 53, we planned and plotted a coup against that government, destroyed it, and put the Shah back in power and financed him for the next 25 years, a brutal, brutal dictator. That is, in fact, what led to the revolution of 79 that put the Muslims and the clerics in power. So we have a history of denying and crushing their democracy that they well remember. They have not forgotten 53.
But we really have.
You're right, actually. That's a good point. In fact, not only I think have we forgotten it, I think most of us don't even know what ever happened. It was kind of a blip on a historical screen that wasn't, that isn't part of our consciousness now.
We're talking to Kathleen O'Malley. She's a member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation and will be in Santa Fe tomorrow from 4 to 6, speaking at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A question that always arises for me is, it seems that the world is full of goodwill peace ambassadors running around and talking to each other internationally, and then it's full of antagonistic warlords, or whatever you want to call them, government people, who pay no attention whatsoever. Did you talk about what it takes, or if it's possible to bridge that gap between the people and governments?
Oh, Michelle, that's such a good question, and it's such a point of discouragement for me that I have to keep a hold of the fact that no matter what the consequences are of my actions or other activists, that we have to continue to act in the best way possible, to let those others who will meet with us know that there are some of us who are oriented toward peace and working towards peace, and realizing what we face, that we face, in fact, a very strong government that's very much against these kinds of activities. You know, I do work in other arenas as well. For example, I've been to Iraq 3 times since the war there, and I feel that same kind of powerlessness in the face of this corporate military industrial complex. But there are people who respond, there are people who care, people who invite us to keep coming, and who think it's important that their voice be heard, even if it's by only a few of us. And even this radio show, it gives me and others that you're offering this opportunity to talk and let other people hear what we're trying to do and get them engaged. It does feel like we need to reach out to other people who agree with us, other folks that think the same way, and that maybe by talking to one another and having these opportunities to communicate, we can continue to build a base of community organizers who will protest and keep writing our congresspeople and saying, we will not tolerate this.
Is there a movement, is the Fellowship of Reconciliation engaged in a movement to influence Congress?
We do. We write, give talks, email, fax, and also give presentations locally to try to encourage other people to do the same thing. I think even, you know, I had this wonderful opportunity to be able to see Iran and visit some people, and most people don't get that chance. So my coming in, like giving this talk tomorrow, gives other people a chance to have a little glimpse. We will have a video. We had a videographer with us who took fabulous films, and we will be showing that tomorrow. So it will give other people a chance to have a little glimpse just like we got, and hopefully generate some energy towards their actions.
To what extent, if it was at all, did you feel that your trip was stage managed a little bit by the authorities who were taking you around?
Oh, I think it definitely was managed. There's no doubt about it. I think our guides that took us were minders for the government, and our meetings were monitored, and who we could meet with was monitored. That was incredibly frustrating, and it certainly pointed out the strength of this regime that's in power in Iran right now. I'm no apologist for Ahmadinejad. I think he's a terrifying person. But he is, in fact, unpopular. He was elected, by the way, just days after Bush's statement, including Iran and the axis of evil. And some of the Iranians that I've spoken to here and there felt like that really pushed people to vote for him. In fact, I want to make a point that there is dissent in Iran, and our threats of sanctions, our threats of attack, in fact, do the opposite of what we hope. They solidify the people behind Ahmadinejad, very similar to what happened here after 9/11. We had a regime then that has limited our civil rights and launched a war. One of the first lessons I learned in one of my first sociology classes in college was an enemy solidifies the group. It's dangerous what we're doing in terms of the threatening posture we're taking.
We're talking to Kathleen O'Malley. You will be in Santa Fe tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. Are any other people from the trip going to be there with you?
Yes, another woman, Barbara DeWay, who is the executive director of the New Mexico Council of Churches, will be with me. She traveled with me, and so you'll be getting two versions as well as the third of this video. So I really encourage people to come with questions and their interest, and it'll be a lively and good discussion from 4 to 6. So thanks for this opportunity.
Kathleen O'Malley is with the Fellowship of Reconciliation. She lives in Albuquerque, and once again, she will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation on the corner of Barcelona Road and Galisteo, right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're going to take a little break right now, and when we come back, we will be with Robert Knott. We're also going to hear just a little bit from Taj Mahal, who, believe it or not, is playing tonight in Santa Fe. So, stay tuned. Hey, sorry.
Huh? What?
I didn't have your volume on.
Oh, you didn't?
Now
you mean
I do.
I just did the monologue from Hamlet to Be or Not to Be. I've been waiting 18 years to do that, and you didn't.
Do it again.
I can't remember the lines now. Whether it was the slings in Outrageous Fortune of Individuals on a Subway Car, I don't remember that now. Gave it the best Marlon Brando I had. You were playing some Taj Mahal.
I know. Cover story of the Pasatiempo today.
Terrific Q&A David Prince did with Taj Mahal. 8 p.m. tonight, Santa Fe Brewing Company on Fireplace. Sort of a, what do you call that access road that's along the main road?
Frontage road?
Yeah, that's it. Sort of a frontage road, so to speak, down on the south side of town. Here's a phone number, the Lenzik, 988-1234. But he's not playing at the Lenzik. He's at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. We can't say prices on your community radio station, which is a terrific community radio station. But I can tell you, if you pay at the door, it's more money than if you pay in advance. So call 988-1234. Meanwhile, if you're in the mood for an independent movie shot around town, so to speak, Tortilla Heaven is showing at CCA.
Yay!
Yay! It's an interesting little offbeat comedy about what happens to a little town in northern New Mexico. It was shot in Dixon, but it's set in a fictional town of Alfurrias. What happens to them when the image of Jesus Christ shows up on a tortilla? It's got a terrific cast, really. Miguel Sandoval's terrific in it, Judy Herrera. Olivia Hussey's in it, George Lopez. Opening at CCA tonight, and I think the cast and crew are going to be on hand to talk, some of the cast and the director. It's tonight at 7 p.m. CCA, by the way, is at 1050 Old Santa Fe Trail. And if you like Jodie Foster, go see The Brave One. A mixed movie. The script is really not very good, but she's terrific.
Jodie Foster is terrific.
She's good in everything, and she's good in this as a woman who is attacked in New York City and decides to take up a gun to protect herself. So it's like Death Wish, only with Jodie Foster instead of
Charles
Bronson.
Did you see her on The Daily Show?
No, what happened?
She was on The Daily Show, and she said, humans just shouldn't be allowed to carry those things. They're too scary. Something along those lines.
I know. I caused a lot of mayhem with a gun when I was in the military. They took it away from me. There's a lot of art openings tonight. It
takes a lot for them to take a gun away from a soldier, Robert.
Well, I was shooting at the wrong side or something. The College of Santa Fe Fine Arts Gallery, 1600 St. Michael's Drive, has, I love this title, The All Over Effect. A video work by Spencer Stair, sculpture by Colin Zaug, Z-A-U-G, and collages by Lisa Corradino. It opens tonight with a reception at 5 p.m. at the College of Santa Fe Fine Arts Gallery, and it's all about place. Meanwhile, the College of Santa Fe Visual Arts Center courtyard has a sculpture by Paula Castillo. There's a reception for that at 4 o'clock, so you can go to that and then run over to the Fine Arts Gallery. There's stuff happening on the college. They're really stepping up their efforts this season to do a lot of interesting political and artistic events.
Yeah, well, how about Los Desaparecidos, the disappeared?
They're taking part in that along with Site Santa Fe and CCA and other organizations. Mm-hmm. I believe it starts in early October, but you have a notice?
Well, the... Yes, I have a notice. It'd be great if I could read it.
Otherwise, I got to do Hamlet. Please. On Wednesday
of next week. No, go ahead. Have a sip of water. On Wednesday of next week from 10 to 5, there's a collaborative art project where you can create your own multimedia expressions for human rights issue. It's a flag-making thing. But this is in conjunction with The Disappeared, which is a touring art exhibition. It's in various venues and various media, but it's work from a group of Latin American artists addressing the human rights atrocities of forced disappearance. And we're going to be covering that a lot on this show. We're going to be having a number of artists and folks involved with that. It's a huge, terrifying, fascinating, and important subject.
Terrific. I'm in total agreement with me, and I know you're going to do a great job. And Pasa Tiempo is also assigning some really good writers to cover it in various ways. So.
And if you want to know more about the September 26th event, it's 473-6341 for further details.
I heard a commercial earlier for Georgia O'Keeffe and the Women of the Stieglitz Circle.
Yes.
That's a new exhibit opening at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum on Johnson Street. There's a reception tonight at 5 p.m., runs through 8 p.m., and the show itself runs into January of next year. Elizabeth Cook Romero wrote a piece on this in today's Pasa Tiempo, and it's really about the women who knew Stieglitz were his peers, not as famous as Georgia O'Keeffe, but made art. And so there's several of them, and you should look at the story in Pasa and head over there. I think, and I hope I'm not wrong, I think the O'Keeffe Museum has free admission on Friday nights, but I apologize if I say the wrong thing and you all go there. Oh, also, did you know that the Kevin Costner movie... They're doing a group...
Yes, Swing Vote.
They're going to do a band scene, a concert scene tonight at the Rodeo Grounds, and they're inviting the public to come watch Kevin Costner and the band perform. Basically, they're going to end up being extras in a scene in the movie. So,
I love it. Are you going to go?
No, I don't want to be an extra in a Kevin Costner movie. I want to be...
You want to be the star?
I want to be the romantic...
You want to be Kevin Costner?
No, I want to be the romantic lead in a Keira Knightley movie.
Lots of luck, Robert.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to work on that. Have to study English or something. So if you want to head over to Rodeo Grounds, they open at 5 o'clock. You get in for free. They're going to go to like 1 a.m. So people in that area, I'm sorry. It's going to be loud. Monica Caden Fine Arts, The Last Day of Summer Group Show. She's at 514 A Alto Street, which is parallel to Agua Fria, between Agua Fria and Alameda. 989-4944 is the phone number. The show runs just today and tomorrow. The Santa Fe Camera Center on St. Michael's Drive is having photos by members of the New Mexico chapter of the American Society of Media Photographers.
Photographers.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to do the whole thing, and I inadvertently put the stress over the wrong accent. I can do that in English as well as Spanish. The reception's 5 to 7:30 p.m. The show itself runs through October 22nd. If you like photos, there you go.
Hey, how about this? I read this already, but it's just too much fun not to read. Ever dream of owning a Harley Davidson motorcycle?
No.
You can buy a raffle ticket to win your Harley Davidson. It's part of Open Hand's 30th anniversary celebration, which is this Sunday, September 23rd, and you can call Open Hand's at 428-2364. I don't actually covet a Harley Davidson, but I like to ride on the back of one if somebody else is driving.
I see. So you don't have dreams about Harley Davidsons?
I don't. Do you?
No, I dream that...
But I bet other people do who want to buy that raffle ticket.
They do, and they're going to get down there to Open Hands and do some Harley Davidsoning. That means getting on a motorbike. Skier's Edge, 1836 Cerritos Road, has the end-of-season exhibition. It's the last show of the season. They're next door to the Pantry. I love their French toast. The Pantry, not the Skier's Edge.
The Pantry. My dog used to escape, run all the way over, a long way, across Cerritos Road to the Pantry, and then sit at the back door and beg, and that's how she got so chubby.
I mean, I like the French toast, but I'm not going to try to brave the traffic on Cerritos Road to go over there and get some breakfast.
Well, especially if you're a Jack Russell Terrier.
Well, anyway, the Skier's Edge is having its last show. Tonight's the reception, 5:30. Meanwhile, on Canyon Road, turn.
That's because they have to get ready for ski season now.
That probably makes sense, because that'll start in a couple months.
That's what I'm saying.
Although the newspaper says we're going to have a mild winter.
I know, and a dry winter.
I know, that's
scary.
Unfortunate. Me no like.
La Nina.
Turner Carroll Gallery, 725 Canyon Road, has paintings by Sohan Qadri. It's called The Survey of Meditative Works. Reception 5 to 7:30 p.m. I didn't read the story yet in Paso Tiempo, but I know there is one by Elizabeth Cook Romero. Meanwhile, if you like classical music, or
and I do,
or sacred music,
even better.
Tonight at 7:30 at Cathedral Basilica de St. Francis of Assisi, 131 Cathedral Place.
That means the cathedral. Go ahead.
See, I try to. All I have to do is try to be, what do you call it, sort of propane-ish, and I try to say all the words. And,
propane-ish?
You know, try to say something with a little more weight to it, and you have to go and.
Does propane-ish mean explosive?
I don't know. I'm not going to
try. Or noxious.
Don't ask me to analog these comments right away. I got to think about this. Sacred music tonight at 7:30 in the cathedral. 131 Cathedral Place, it's by donation. Can we say that on the air?
Yes.
Here's the phone number, 982-5619.
Check this out.
What?
An evening with acting U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Kenneth Moritsugu.
Huh?
And First Lady Mrs. Barbara Richardson, a call to action to prevent underage drinking. This may apply to you, Robert Knott. Tuesday, September 25th from 7 to 9 at the Lenzic. It is free, 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 but tickets are required. You can call the Lenzic at 988-1234. New Mexico has high rates of youth alcohol problems, and if the Surgeon General, acting U.S. Surgeon General, comes through and tells us how to stop it, we may just make some headway.
Excellent. The big music event this weekend is the High Mayhem Emerging Music and Arts Festival. It takes place all weekend long. It's the seventh such event. Al Fayette, Cleveland Trio, WMD3, as well as visual artists take part. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight, runs through early morning at the Wise Fool Performance Space, 2778 Agua Fria Street. You can get a three-day pass for a little cheaper price. I can't tell you the prices. But you can get tickets, oddly enough, at CCA, 1050 Old Pecos Trail, or The Candyman, 851 St. Michael's Drive. Or go online for highmayhem.org. Better yet, here's the phone number, 501-3333. All weekend long, High Mayhem. If you want a little more, supercilious stuff to happen, tonight, Martha Franks will speak about water and technology. Did I get the right adjective there?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, it's at St. John's. It's part of the College Dean's Lecture Series. 8 p.m. in the Great Hall, Peterson Student Center, St. John's College, up there on Camino Cruz Blanca. It's free. That's at 8 o'clock. Water and technology.
So I get all these great press releases from the public information person of New Mexico State Parks, and I want to read you two of them because they're both very important. Elephant Butte Lake is advising dog owners to take certain precautions following the death of a 12-pound Jack Russell Terrier at Elephant Butte Lake State Park, who died after possibly ingesting naturally occurring blue-green algae in the lake. The dog had been swimming for several hours along a cove when he became ill and later died. I mean, this is important stuff.
No, I agree. Go ahead.
And then the other one is less than a year after four endangered Bolson tortoises were brought to Living Desert Zoo and Gardens State Park in Carlsbad, 9 eggs have hatched, with an additional 9 expected to come out of their shells by mid-September.
Oh, boy. Turtle soup.
No, living turtles.
Oh, even better. Mm. I was thinking of that old that poem, Turtle Soup, So Beautiful and Green, Put in the Nice Tureen. Remember that?
I think
like Charles Dickens wrote that. Mm. These are excellent, and you and I talk a lot about press releases. Sorry, we're going to do it one more time. Time, place, phone number. This stuff is vital on a press release.
Who, what, when, where at the top. You don't know how often I have to search for when the darn thing is. Or I don't even read it if I have to search too much.
It's ridiculous. Say it right at the top, and then do your paragraphs of expository epistles.
Expository.
Even
better. And if you can avoid sending an attachment, that would be wonderful.
Because sometimes they don't open, and sometimes stall the computer.
Yeah,
just put it in the body of the email.
Yeah, we do not have a whole lot of RAM on this thing.
We don't. But if there's visual images, please just say images attached or images upon request, and we will ask you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's important. Meanwhile, an evening of cowboy poetry and music, 7 o'clock tonight at the Lenzic. That's what's happening at the Lenzic with Rancho de Corazon Music, presenting Adrian Brannan and Gary or Jerry McMahon. as well as others.
Cowboy poetry is great.
It is. I like the music, too. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
From the Rio Grande. You're from Newburgh.
And I learned to ride, for I learned to stand. Bump-a-dump-a-dump. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, because I ride that range in a Ford V8. Well, yippee-yi-yo-ki, yay, yay, yay. Yippee-yi-yo-ki, yay, yay. Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:40.
We're doing pretty good.
We have all the time in the world. Hey, speaking of poetry, Collected Works presents a poetry reading by Norma Cole and Susan Gevritz on Tuesday, September 25th at 7 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore on San Francisco Street, right across pretty much from the Lenzic Theater. Two of San Francisco's most celebrated poets on San Francisco Street. They're from the language school movement, and they're in a reading that plays with space and dynamic silences and delicate arrangements of words and meaning. Norma Cole is a poet, painter, and translator. For more information, now let's see if we can do this. For more information, it's not on here. Oh, yes, it is. 988-4226, Collected Works Bookstore.
Tonight there's a number of musical things happening at various nightclubs, etc., and I'll just list like 8 or 9, so bear with me. At Body of Santa Fe, Tim Valentine's on guitar, 6:30, free. Body's right across the street here on Cordova Road. Cowgirl Bar and Grill on Guadalupe has Alex Mariel doing the blues at 9 o'clock. There is a small cover charge. The El Dorado Hotel and Spa downtown has John Gooch on piano at 5:30, free, followed by the Catherine Donovan Trio Jazz Group, 8:30, free. Father Sky Mother Earth Cafe and Galleria, which is on Guadalupe Street, I haven't been there yet, has Native American music at 8 o'clock, free. And at the Hotel Plaza Real downtown is Tony C. DeBaca doing singing and songwriting. Well, he's already done the songwriting, and now he's going to sing. 8:30, free. La Casa Sena has the best of Broadway and jazz at 5:30 and 8 p.m., free. I love the best of Broadway,
free,
isn't that great?
Free is the price I like.
Me too. I hope they do something from Cats. Meanwhile, the Lodge Lounge at the Lodge of Santa Fe has Karma Lodge.
Lodge Lounge.
Karma Lodge. Remember that song? Karma, 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 chameleon. That's a great song. You come and go.
Especially when you sing it.
Well, thank you. The Karma Lounge has nothing to do with those guys. It's a house and hip-hop mashup party. Mashup. I hope it doesn't say smash up. With DJs King George and Jim Stevens at 10 p.m., there is a small cover. The Ore House has Billy D doing rock and blues at 3:30, followed by Don Curry doing Americana at 8. Free. And the Silver Starlight Lounge. Yay! Pianist Greg Harrison friends doing jazz standards and show tunes, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Free.
So my friend gets off the airplane coming from South America and gets off in Albuquerque, and we walk to the car, and he turns to me and says, Mother Earth, Father Sky Mall.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, pardon me, Saturday, Lois Gerb. They call me crazy. They tell me I'm the one that needs to go into
true.
The place over there.
That made me laugh.
On Saturday, the 22nd, Lois Gerber Frank is going to be launching her book, J. Frank Gardas, Crusader and Judge. And this will be at 1 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium, downtown New Mexico Museum of Art. It's free. Historian Mark Simmons, who's a terrific historian and a really nice guy and a good writer. We have a freelance column from him by the name of New Mexican. He'll be on hand. If you want to go up to the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, they're having a book sale from 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Yay.
In the Meme Auditorium up there on Camino Lejo.
Excellent.
And if you're in the mood for some aerial antics, the Santa Fe Air Show takes place from 10 to 3 at Saturday at the Santa Fe Municipal Airport, 121 Aviation Drive. You do have to pay to get in, but if you're under 12 or 12, you get in for free.
Aviation Drive is right near Airport Road.
Excellent. Santa Fe Artist Market continues 9 to 2 o'clock in the Casa Solana Shopping Center on West Alameda Street over there by Wild Oats.
You mean the marketplace?
Yeah, the marketplace.
The Montañita
Co-op Supermarket. The Casa Solana.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mention where I did my laundry. You always get mad at me. I come in with clean clothes. It doesn't matter. Santa Fe Society.
Your clean clothes are very clean and they smell fresh.
Well, thank you. That's because I just came from the laundromat.
I know. I think it's okay if you talk about it. It's so interesting.
They should have, like, showers in the back room so you can get clean while your stuff's washing up. That way you don't even have to wear any clothes when you throw them in. The Santa Fe Society of Artists Outdoor Juried Art
you
Show.
You would.
Gee, Robert, why don't you ever finish the listings on Friday? How can I finish the listings when I got every little Jack Russell interrupting me? Santa Fe Society of Artists Outdoor Juried Art Show is 9 to 5:30 at the Santa Fe County Government parking lot next to the El Dorado Hotel. That's all day Saturday. I may as well just be reading from the phone book, really. I don't think it much matters now. All right, but if you have kids and you don't know what to do with them, 2 p.m. today, Stephen Pla, P-L-A, is going to be doing storytelling at the Santa Fe Public Library, the main branch on Washington Avenue. So 2 o'clock today, get down there, and there's kids for the stories.
Stories for the kids.
And he'll also be doing the same thing at the Southside branch on Jaguar Drive on Saturday at 10:30, and then at the Lafarge branch Saturday at 2 p.m., and it's all free.
There's a lot of free things this weekend.
They do. There's a lot of things. You can go to the Santa Fe Children's Museum with your kids at 1050 Old Pecos Trail. And today you can make Play-Doh at 9 o'clock.
Play-Doh? Like Aristotle?
No. No, Play-Doh is this thing you got.
Oh, right.
Dear Diary is a show that's taking place on Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Film Center, in which a bunch of women look back at their teenage diaries and read from them to tell us all sorts of revealing anecdotes, as opposed to antidotes, which I know you would say. That's at 3 p.m. You have to pay to get in, but it benefits the film festival. Now, sorry to break
away. We had them on the air yesterday. It was fun.
Well, never mind that. Did you have a diary when you were a teenager?
I, in fact, did.
Do you still have it?
I do.
And what's in it?
You know, I haven't reread the thing.
Huh.
I have a lot of them. I don't think it was really well-crafted or insightful prose.
But was it naughty?
I wish.
Don't we all? There's a contra dance Friday night, pardon me, Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Oddfellows Hall. That's New England folk style dancing, live music, 7:30, instruction included. Again, Saturday night. That's also the day of, and I don't want to get into this dialogue with you about the Minotaur, but that's the day of the community
labyrinth.
Thank you. That's their walk. It's 1 to 3 o'clock at Milner Plaza, Museum of International Folk Art on Camino Lejo, and this celebrates the fall equinox. Dan Pauly will be on hand doing some M-B-I-R-A music.
Mbira.
Huh?
Mbira. That's an African kind of thumb piano.
Okay. From 1 to 3 o'clock. So you can go up there and you can walk the...
Labyrinth.
Thank you. And you and I discussed at great length whether a labyrinth and a maze are the same thing.
And they're not. In fact, we got an passionate letter from a listener explaining why they're not the same thing.
Well, I don't see how that Minotaur could have been in one then. The Wondrous Places reading. What a wondrous place this here is. That's taking place also, unfortunately, on Sunday. There's a lot happening. 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. And it's by museum admission, although if you're a New Mexico resident, you get in for free. That's on Palace Avenue. And basically, you're going to see Arthur Z., Dana Levin, Alvaro Cardona Hine, and others reading from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Sunday. So there's a nice afternoon reading.
Hey, did you mention the Salon Margraf opening tonight from 6 to 9 at Big Tasuki Canyon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, it's I went up there a few weeks ago, like last month, I guess, to a wonderful art event, and it's a great house with lots of rooms and incredible art, and it's 25C Big Tasuki Canyon, and the phone is 955-0471.
Sunday night, fiddler Johnny Gimble performs with instructors from his musicians camp. His daughter Emily starts the show at 6:30 at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. You've got to pay to get in. It's called Camp Gimble Players Faculty Dream Team. My dream team would be like Keira Knightley and me. Paris Hilton. And oh, you're going to... Depends.
On what?
If I could get you off the air for 10 minutes and have you not interlopate with words every time I'm trying to get some seminaric stuff across the board here.
That's a good little new word coined by Robert Knott.
On Monday at the Cowgirl Bar and Grill, you can do Cowgirl Karaoke at 8 o'clock. I do not know, I still haven't been there, whether guys can participate. Is it just cowgirls?
I don't know the answer to that. I've never tried it.
I'm a lonesome cowgirl. Far away from home. 7:30 p.m. that night is an informal all-ages swing dance at Oddfellows Hall again. Great places to learn how to dance. Let me give you the time very quickly. It is 7:30. Pay to get in. Not too expensive. Oddfellows is at 1125 Cerrillos Road, not far from the intersection of Cordova. On Tuesday, the Socrates Cafe.
Yay.
There you go with Aristotle, Aristophanes, and Plato. It's a salon-style philosophical discussion at 7 o'clock. Borders, Montezuma Avenue, no charge. That's the same night Ray Charles Ives performs at 9 o'clock at the College of Santa Fe Sub Student Unions Building. 473-6217, various groups involved with those shenanigans. And that's the same night that Dumpster Funk is going to be performing at 7:30, Santa Fe Brewing Company. There's a lot happening there. I'm not trying to – I don't consider a place and then mention it a lot of times because I'm trying to give that place extra coverage. Just sometimes there's interesting stuff at certain places like the Lenzic or the College of Santa Fe, and they have a lot going on. Lannan readings. What do you know about that Tuesday night?
Is it Tuesday night?
No, it's Wednesday.
That's what I thought.
That's why I caught you on that one. What do you know about it?
You tell me.
Well, it's Jonathan Kozol.
I'm going.
He wrote letters to a young teacher, and he talks about how to keep at it in a really sometimes demeaning and challenging career in today's educational system. John Senna.
And also the gigantic disparities in public education in the United States. Just unbelievable.
And he'll be talking with Sarah Knopp, K-N-O-P-P. I actually don't know how to pronounce it. 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. John Senna, our education writer, wrote a really good piece on this in today's PASA. Call 988-1234.
For tickets.
Meanwhile.
Those readings are always great.
They are great, and they're very usually always sold out and cheap to get in. At the Meme Library up at the St. John's College, E-W-E-N, Ewan?
Ewan.
Thank you. Ewan Harrison speaks about domestication in Homer's Odyssey. I didn't know how that guy in the Odyssey had any dogs. He must have brought him along on a trip. What was his name, Ulysses?
Odysseus.
That was him? What was Ulysses in?
Same thing.
Oh, they teamed him up like Hercules and Samson in those old movies with Steve Reeves. Anyway, he'll be talking about the domestication. I imagine it has to do with the cats and dogs they brought on the trip. They kind of got confused with the Bible story about Noah's Ark at one point, brought some anteaters and everything. But anyway,
don't listen to what Robert says. Just listen to the title of the lecture and the place and time.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday up at St. John's, and it's free. Here's a phone number. 984-6102. Don't listen to him. This is terrible.
This coming Sunday, September 23rd at 4 o'clock, the Aqua Therapy Center of Santa Fe is having a garden party, raffle, and photo show to assist disabled special needs clients in receiving low-cost Watsu aquatic therapy sessions with licensed therapists. For more information, you can call 989-7085.
What time is it?
8:51.
On Thursday, Creative Conversations. At Vanessi. I do not know what time. The Pasta Tampa did not put a time in it. I'm going to guess 6 o'clock. I'll give you a phone number, 473-6307. And basically, Tom McGuire and members of Creative Santa Fe are going to discuss UNESCO's Creative Cities and the whole idea of creative tourism. But you have to RSVP. That means?
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
What?
It means you have to tell them you're coming.
I thought I meant respond soon, very please.
Gig Performance Space presents a special workshop and concert by recording artist Kevin Hayes. It's an intensive this coming Saturday, tomorrow, from 1 to 5. And let's see, you can call for more information. They didn't give a phone number. It's a Gig Performance Space, which is on 2nd Street. I'm not going to read these anymore if they don't. Oh, you can email bruce@brucedunlap.com.
He doesn't want his phone number involved.
I guess not.
He says, don't put my phone number in it.
Well, then, that's what happened.
The Georgian State Dance Company. This is the Georgian State over in Russia, or the former Russia. They're going to be coming to town to do, I imagine, Georgian state dancing. This is the Santa Fe Concert Association presentation, 7:30 on Thursday at the Lenzic. Critical Ear is Craig Smith's column. He does talk about this today in Paso Tiempo. Here's a phone number, 988-1234. And that's tonight, speaking of some of the exciting events at the College of Santa Fe, that they present the next part of their Beyond the Lecture series. And basically, Samuel Toe, who is a commissioned hearing officer in Liberia, he'll be speaking about truth and reconciliation, Liberia after the war.
And with any luck, I'm actually going to have him on the air that morning.
That Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Excellent. So tune in Thursday morning to see if he's on the air. That night, 7 o'clock, Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe. Get this, no charge.
And this is an incredible, incredible series of lectures. If this is something, ladies and gentlemen, to really watch for and go to as many of them as you possibly can, because I've looked at the whole lineup, which stretches throughout the year, and it was one of those things where every single one of them is good.
Every one of them is interesting, right down to the last one, which
down to the last
the mayor
one.
Talking. Right. It'll be interesting in April. I do want to mention that the Governor's Gallery last Friday had the Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts exhibit. It opened, and that runs through December 1st. So if you feel like swinging by there, or if you're in the Capitol for any business, run up to the fourth floor and look at some of the work by the seven artists who were chosen this year for Excellence in the Arts Awards. That is at Paseo de Peralta in Old Santa Fe Trail. It's free and easy to walk into the Capitol. It's wonderful to have that access. If you're visiting town or you're just around there, pop on in.
Hey, and I didn't get any pet adoption notices, except for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is having a very special Cat Week, low-cost or free spay neuters for cats and low-cost adoptions for cats. And check out the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Down in Albuquerque, Global Kirky. It's going to be a music and dance event. It's an annual festival of world music and culture. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock. There's a bunch of events over the weekend, mostly at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Some events are free. Some you have to pay. You got to pay extra for like three-day passes. Phone number 505-246-2261. They do have a website, Global Kirky. And that starts this weekend. Also, if you're down there, the New Mexico State Fair is still going strong down there on San Pedro Northeast. There's all sorts of stuff, including goats. Dixon Community Players. I had no idea that Dixon had a theatrical community company. They're presenting a musical called The Spitfire Grill, based on that movie from about 10 years ago.
Dixon is a super cool place.
Well, it's at 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow and next weekend at the Dixon Elementary School. I would go to that just to see what sort of antics they're up to. All proceeds from the fee that you got to pay to get in benefit Embuto Valley Library and the Dixon Elementary School, PTO, so that's really great. You do have to pay to get in. It's not too bad. I'm going to give you a phone number, 505-579-4325. Heading up to Dixon, Dixon, Dixon. What time is it?
It is 8:56.
It's good for you to do that because people driving their cars ain't got no phones. The City of Las Vegas Museum has a collection of Rough Rider memorabilia. So head on out there and see it if you want to go to Las Vegas or on Grand Avenue.
Hey, you know what? I was supposed to do a ticket giveaway. Hey, Laurel, are you there?
I'd like to give you my ticket that's out on my Jeep, though. One of the cops gave it to me. You can have that one out. Give that one away.
If Laurel is there in the control room, I want to do a ticket giveaway because on Monday, this coming Monday at 7:45, at the Film Center is a film called Sound of the Soul. It's at the, as I said, Santa Fe Film Center on St. Michael's Drive. And it's about basically Morocco's Fez Festival of World Sacred Music, and the director gave me a call this week and said, hey, can you do a ticket giveaway? So we're going to give a pair of tickets away to the Monday showing at 7:45 at the Film Center to the first person who calls, 428-1382.
Give me a call.
Yay!
Did you know that about 15 pounds of lint off of people's clothes ends up piling up in Carlsbad Caverns every year?
No, I didn't know that.
I was watching TV.
All in one pile, or is it spread around?
No, they have volunteers that come in and pick them off the rock, and then they weigh them. It's like 15 pounds worth.
That's just weird.
I was on TV last night. I was wanting to see if there were any monsters there. Hey, it's been great. Good seeing you.
It's really been good seeing you, too, and we finished everything. I got through my whole entire list.
Well, there's a couple of out-of-town art tours. Pick up the Paso Tiempo, Pewaukee Art Tour, High Road Art Tour. They're both this weekend. Drive up north if it's a nice weekend. We're supposed to get rain later today, but I don't know about the weekend forecast. But that's
it's
not our job.
It's supposed to be kind of rainy.
Kind of rainy. Okay.
My roof is leaking. I got to go up and fix it.
Huh.
Well, Robert, yeah. It's just wonderful to be with you this week and every week on Friday. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Positempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's here with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts and doing a great job of it. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I'm sorry you called
fine.
Me a terrier.
No, it's perfect. Don't worry about it. I'm delighted and dilapidated whenever you do that. You are very funny, and I like your sense of humor, and I love your call for arms when it comes to animals. So that's great that you mentioned that. Be careful with your animals. Love on them because they're good. Don't let them cross the Rios Road to get food at the pantry.
I know. And so you know what happened that time? Somebody picked up my little terrier, Honey. It was around Christmas time in the parking lot of the pantry, and they looked at her, and at first they thought she was a stray, but she was so chubby, they said, well, that's a well-fed dog who's got a home, looked at her collar, looked me up on a map, and just came over to my house and drop the dog off.
Were you singing that old Bobby Goldsboro song while it was happening? And honey, I miss you.
I was thinking exactly that because my poor little dog was missing. But she used to dig holes under the fence and run away. But she doesn't do that anymore because I secured the fence.
I did that when I was in reform school, but that was like 30 years ago.
The tickets have been given away,
everyone. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want to hear it, thanks to Santa Fe's Dot Foil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona. Or maybe not Helga, because Helga might have gone away. But Ricardo will definitely be with us. Robert Knott is clean-shaven. He's taken off his glasses. His clothes are clean. He's looking dapper. Have a wonderful weekend.
Did you ever notice that, like, it's very hard to light a match on a bar of soap?
No.
Oh, spent an hour and a half trying that the other day.
That's a good use of your time in the few precious moments that God has given us here on this beautiful earth. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we've got an incredible week coming up next week. Actually, on Monday, I have somebody on the air who has written a book which I loved called Exposed, The Toxic Chemistry of Everyday Products and What's at Stake for American Power. I recorded it yesterday. We're airing it on Monday, and it is going to be the first day of the...